Hey, let's do a gentleman by the name of, last name is Pyarali, first name is Mohammed, Mohammed. Date of birth is 5/8/58. Today is 8/5/2025, 1521. Mr. Pyarali is a six or seven-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. He has become more confused per Martha, his caregiver. He his BMI is 21. His weight's down about 5 pounds. His KPS is at 40%. His FASD is at 7C, period, new paragraph. In the past 24 hours, he's had increased confusion. He's drooling, which is different than he was before. He's complaining of back pain, very uncomfortable. Has had low-grade temperature last night, and his urine has become cloudy. This was reported to the nurse, and the medical director has been notified. An antibiotic has been ordered, apparently, period. In the paragraph, he's also out of his temazepam and his blood pressure medicine, which was reported to the DON as well, period. In the paragraph, prior to this change in his condition, he has been eating less. He has only eating about 30 to 40% of his meals. He's taking Tramadol for pain. He has increased the decreased mentation, even though without symptoms of urinary tract infection. He has a Foley catheter in place because of BPH. His other comorbidities include neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, behavioral issues, hypertension, BPH, atonic bladder, which he has a Foley catheter in place, period. His overall prognosis remains poor. The recurrent urinary tract infection is the hallmark and the end stage of patients with senile degeneration of the brain, and usually the most likely cause of death, period. His TUSAT today was 89% on room air, 98 pulse. Blood pressure is 127/98. 97/02 side pulse of 76. He's wheelchair bound. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Once again, his bowel and bladder incontinent and total IDA dependent. He can only live at home with the help of his wife and the caretaker from hospice. Thank you.